Welcome to City News 570 Rangers Talk, brought to you by You Save Flooring. Prices so low, just take it and go. Here are your hosts, Mike Farwell and Paul Fixter.
And back here inside the Erie Insurance Arena, where the Rangers send the home fans home unhappy. But I think that will be momentary. Terrific hockey team here in Erie, playing perhaps a little bit above their station this year. And what a series we have seen. This was the third game that went to overtime, and the Kitchener Rangers had the overtime magic on their side in this series. Let's look at your scoring summary from this game tonight. Edward Chalet opened it for the Rangers, his second of the postseason, from Carson Rakoff on a 5-on-3 power play, 2:51 into the game. It was 1-0. Dylan Edwards would tie it for the Otters, his sixth of the postseason, from Panofimus and Owen Johnston at 15:31. That was on an Otters power play, and it was a 1-1 game. But Chalet, again, just 31 seconds later, would restore the lead for the Rangers. Chalet's third from Philip Machar and Cameron Reed, 16:02 of the first. The Rangers led 2-1 after one. In the second, Trent Swick, who was the overtime hero in Game 5 last Friday, would give the Rangers a two-goal lead tonight. Swick's second from Luke Ellenis at 6:27 of the second made it 3-1. But the Otters, as they have been all series long, continued to press. They would get one back before the end of the second, carry to Rance from Sam Alfano at 13:28. In the third, Panofimus would tie it with less than 3 minutes to go on an Otters power play. We went to overtime where Luke Ellenis won it 5:38 into period number four. Let's send you downstairs to Paul Fixter.
Thanks, Mike. I'm at ice level with head coach Jussi Ahokas. And coach, you've won world championships with the juniors. You've had a lot of success in your career. How good does it feel to get the first round of the playoffs success in the Ontario Hockey League?
Well, it's a relief. Always playoffs, it's a relief. Job's not done. I thought all in all, like, we started playing last two games, we started playing better. We had a good start to the series, but we really started to know what playoff hockey is and kind of got going. Their first line was really good. They gave a hell of a matchup for us. I think Erie played really well. They have a good rush team. They were well coached. There were tight games, but I think we didn't really deserve to go forward.
What do you think in the end to get the victory, the difference in the series was for your hockey club?
I think all in all, we started managing pucks better in the end, and our defensive, we took away last two games there, quite a bit of their odd man rushes what they had. But all in all, Ellen is a big player for us in this series. He stepped up this game, and lots of big players, good defending from the team, but. All in all, I thought it was a team win.
Coach, close games in all these games, they were all one or two goal games outside of the empty net goals. Tight checking, a lot of physicality. Does that help prepare you, set you up for the next round?
Well, for sure. I think we really needed this. London's coming up, and that'll be a great series, and I'm really looking forward to it.
Are you happy that coming off the momentum of this win, that we really get to do it right away starting Thursday?
Well, it happens if you play a little bit longer than you play quite soon, so it doesn't. But we're ready. We've just played. Tomorrow we rest, do some meetings and recovery work, and then we're ready to go again.
Well, I know we have a three-hour drive home, and one of the things that you emphasize is 15 minutes. So go enjoy your 15 minutes.
All right. Thank you. Thanks a lot.
Thanks, Coach.
Paul Fixter, ringside with Jussi Ahokas, following a 4-3 Ranger victory over the Erie Otters. It's an overtime win for Kitchener, their third OT win of this first-round series versus Erie. Your post-game show brought to you by You Save Flooring. Price is so low, just take it and go. This is City News 570.
You're listening to City News 570 Rangers Talk, brought to you by You Save Flooring. Prices so low, just take it and go. Here are your hosts, Mike Farwell and Paul Fixter.
Back here in Erie, where the Rangers win it 4-3 in overtime to take the series in six. Paul Fixter is ringside.
Thanks, Mike. I'm at ice level. And before I get Luke Ellenis on, I'm with Simon Motu. And I wanted to... Simon has been so good over the series, after loss, coming out and you know, giving us a few minutes of his time. I really only have one question for you, Simon. How good does that victory feel tonight? And most importantly, getting the series completed.
I mean, that's a really good team over there. And, you know, it was a really good series from game one to game six. So, you know, to win this series, it's kind of like a monkey off the back. Just like, you know, one out of the way, you know, have 15 minutes of fun, enjoy it. And then, you know, it's a quick turnaround. I play London on Thursday.
I actually have one more for you. And Mike, Simon asked me a question off the air the other night, and it showed me his leadership qualities in that he asked me a question about my time with the Avalanche, and I'm sure he took whatever information I gave him back to the team. You're a true leader on this team, Simon. How good does it feel when you see the team respond and when you step in? I'm sure you had a word with them.
Yeah, I mean, that team, you know, I gave up the tying goal off my skate in the back of the net, and those guys, you know, in that room, nothing but support. It's a brotherhood in there. We are the closest I've ever been in my 5 years in the O with this team. I would put my body on the line for every, you know, player on this team. So, you know, knowing they do the same and just, you know, having a great group, it feels amazing right now.
Well, that amazing feeling continues. Go get some rest, and we'll see you Thursday.
See you Thursday. Thank you.
I've got Luke Ellenis coming on now. Mike, do you want him now?
Ellie.
Tonight's hero, game-winning overtime goal. Luke, have you ever had a bigger goal in your life?
No, I don't think so. This probably tops the list for sure.
How big did your eyes get when you saw that beautiful play by Simon Motu off the glass out into the neutral zone, and you're in a foot race with one or two players, and you were that dog on the bone?
You know, it was a lucky bounce. I mean, got over the guy's stick, and once I saw it, I just, you know, we were all tired, obviously, but skated as hard as I could, and, you know, we won the race, and then... You know, that goalie's been playing great all series, so he's got a shot off and, you know, beat him.
So when you're going in on a goalie who's had a great series, what's going through your mind? What's your mindset?
To be honest, that one, I really was kind of looking at the puck the whole time and just kind of got a little clip. Just saw he was kind of off his angle there and thought I'd be able to beat him glove side, which I was able to do.
You started the series on a bang. You end the series on a bang. You were pretty good in between, too. What was the difference in the series in your mind?
I think, you know, it's just playoff hockey. Everything's tougher, everything's harder, but, you know, all the boys play great, and, you know, we're just looking forward to next series. You know, it's a quick turnaround, so we just got to be ready for that.
Well, as the team always says, enjoy this for 15 minutes, even though we have a three-hour ride home. Congratulations, and look forward to beginning again on Thursday.
Thank you.
Back upstairs to you, Mike.
Thank you very much, Paul. Luke Ellenis and Simon Motu, two for the price of one, down at ice level during our post-game show here from Erie. Rangers win it 4-3 in overtime. They take the series 4-2. Your post-game show is brought to you by USave Flooring. Price is so low, just take it and go. This is City News 570.
You're listening to City News 570 Rangers Talk. Brought to you by USave Flooring. Price is so low, just take it and go. Here are your hosts, Mike Farwell and Paul Fixter.
Back here in Erie, the Rangers, 4-3 overtime winners. That sounds familiar, doesn't it? It was 4-3 in here 1 week ago tonight. Game number three, the Rangers won 4-3, coming back from 3-0 down to win it in overtime. Justin Botineau was the hero on that night. Then the Rangers would win game five on home ice in overtime. Trent Swick, the winner. Kitchener 3, the Otters 2. And now, for the first time in a month, the Rangers make it back-to-back victories. They win here again in overtime, and Luke Ellenis, from whom you just heard down at ice level, was the overtime hero. And I think I just gave a little something away as I get to your three stars, which are brought to you by the Better Business Bureau. Find a better business at BBB.org. Two goals for Edward Chalet tonight. He was named the third star of this game. Chalet had both of his goals in the first period. Panofimus continued doing Panofimus things. A goal and an assist for the Erie Otters. He was named star number two, and it was also a goal and an assist for Luke Ellenis, but the goal, the biggest one that this game saw. The OT winner, 5:38 into period number 4. So your three stars go Elinus, Femus, and Chalet. Your three stars for the Better Business Bureau. Find a better business at BBB.org. Back to wrap with Paul Fixter. We'll get some final thoughts coming up. This is Kitchener Rangers Playoff Hockey and your post-game show for You Save Flooring on City News 570.
You're listening to City News 570 Rangers Talk. Brought to you by You Save Flooring. Prices so low, just take it and go. Here are your hosts, Mike Farwell and Paul Fixter.
And back here inside the Erie Insurance Arena, where 4,000 plus filed out quickly enough, but they stayed long enough to salute the team that gave them so much, particularly down the stretch and tooth and nail through these playoffs. Three games going to overtime. We all know when that happens, you can flip a coin. The Rangers won all three of those overtime games. They take this series in six. Otters owner, Jim Waters, celebrating his birthday today, would have loved, of course, to have a victory from the team that he leads, but just a terrific owner. Great for this league is Jim Waters. A happy birthday to him despite the loss for the hockey club. And Paul Fixter, now you don't have any time. You can take those 15 minutes, as you said, to UC Ahokas, enjoy it, and then get right back to work, because this series, which feels like it started a month ago, is now over, and you've got 48 hours until you're in the House of Green in the Forest City.
Yeah, I guess it's appropriate that we go back to London, Mike, and play them in the playoffs. It seems to happen every year, every other year, the Kitchener-London matchup. I think there's a lot to build off of this for this club, off this series. They were battle-tested in this series, and I think that's huge as you go forward. Again, my concern is, you know, fatigue, the more you play, the tireder you get, and there's a bit of travel coming across here. But I think these guys are young, resilient enough, and maybe they don't know any better. Maybe that's just my old bones feeling it from the travel. But I think it's a really good start to the playoffs, like to get them ready for the next round. And this was a great matchup to prepare them for what lies ahead.
Two seasons ago, it was the seventh-seeded Kitchener Rangers knocking off the number two-seeded London Knights, Antonio Strongis and company, Mike Patizzi, and an overtime winner in Game 7 as the Rangers stunned the Knights in that series. Last year, the Rangers, as the 8th seed, swept the top-seeded Windsor Spitfires, then went into London for Round 2, where they were knocked off in 5 games. That was the end of that, so we'll see what the so-called rubber match over the past 3 years holds for us. If you are excited about the London Knights coming to the Memorial Auditorium, they will do so next Tuesday and Thursday. So this series will begin in London on Thursday. Then Game 2 is Saturday at 4 o'clock in London. Game 3 comes back to Kitchener on Tuesday the 16th. Game 4 Thursday the 18th. Then it's a Friday night back in London if necessary. Sunday the 21st, an afternoon game in Kitchener if necessary. And Tuesday, April the 23rd, which feels a lifetime away, would be a Game 7, if necessary, between Kitchener and London. That's what lies ahead.
Can't wait. Can't wait, Mike. I was really jacked up in this series, and now you bring on the rivalry of London, and I haven't been this excited in quite some time being around a hockey rink. It's fantastic.
The top four seeds advance here in the West. The Rangers, the only team that needed more than 4 games to get through. Quickly on the eastern side, Ottawa will take on Oshawa, and how about North Bay and Sudbury as a matchup? We're hearing, too, that Sudbury is not selling tickets to fans from North Bay until Sudbury Wolves fans get the first crack at buying them. It's a 90-minute drive. Let them come over.
Let them come.
Fill your building.
Yeah. A gamesmanship. It's just part of the playoffs, I guess. Let them battle that out in the East. We're going to be battling on the ice soon enough. And I think it's a good thing, Mike. That's why I asked the coach the question. I think it's a good thing that we get right back into it. You know, they're feeling good about themselves, and you don't get that fatigue of sitting around. You know, the rust, as some people say. I think it's great. These guys are young. They're in shape. And, you know, they've got the staff to take care of them. They'll be fine.
and then there were eight, and the Kitchener Rangers remain one of them. The final eight teams in these OHL playoffs. Round two for Kitchener begins Thursday night in London. Paul and I will be there at Budweiser Gardens. Remember to wear your long johns. It's a cold arena. Don't care how warm it is outside. 6:35 pregame on Thursday as the Rangers' 2024 playoff run continues. Round one is in the books. On behalf of my broadcast partner, Paul Fixter, and our producer, the excellent Adam Sanderson, back at the controls in Kitchener. The Rangers win it in overtime here in Erie tonight, 4-3 the final, taking the series in six games. My name is Mike Farwell, and I bid you a very good Tuesday night from Erie Insurance Arena.
This has been another edition of City News 570 Rangers Talk, brought to you by You Save Flooring. Prices so low, just take it and go. Your home for the Kitchener Rangers. City News 570.